updates on the novel coronavirus and its spread in China and elsewhere are rapidly changing. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, public health experts are preparing for patients locally while still reminding people of the dangers of the flu.
China is seeing surges of new cases of the coronavirus. More than 20,000 people have become ill. Over 400 have died. That's according to the World Health Organization. Other countries are being affected to a lesser degree. There have been 11 confirmed cases in the United States, and none have occurred in Connecticut. But health providers here say they're prepared. Dr. Kenneth Robinson is the chief of Hartford Hospital's Department of Emergency Medicine.
We know how to do this. We've been doing this for all the other types of infections that have come around, such as MERS and SARS and Ebola. We have a very brief travel screen that we do for every patient that comes in. The point of this is to, number one, keep the patients and their families safe, and number two, provide them with the most appropriate care as quickly as possible and to keep the employees safe as well.
Health officials in Connecticut say they're working with the state and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to monitor any possible cases. Specifically, they're screening for people who have traveled to affected areas abroad and are experiencing coronavirus symptoms. And Dr. Virginia Balick of the Hospital of Central Connecticut says those are very similar to another infectious disease, the flu.
It is circulating right now. We're in the peak season or near the peak, and so it can be difficult to determine.
Connecticut has had only two suspected cases of the novel coronavirus. Test results came back negative in both instances, but these two people were diagnosed with the flu, which has hospitalized more than 1,000 and killed 23 in Connecticut. Health experts say right now, people in the United States are far more likely to become ill with the flu or another infectious disease than coronavirus. But Liz Sabo, a senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News, says that hasn't stopped people from placing more of their worries on the coronavirus.
People say, too, the fact that this is a quote-unquote foreign virus. You know, it's the Wuhan virus. People are afraid of the Ebola virus, the Zika virus. Anything that comes from overseas seems a little more exotic, a little more mysterious. There could be some xenophobia mixed in with all of that and just fear of the foreign.
Sabo spoke about the disease outbreak Tuesday on Where We Live, along with Julie Warnow, who is originally from Waterford and now lives in Beijing as a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Warnow says the development and outbreak of the coronavirus in China has been swift.
You know, just all of a sudden, a few days ago, really, everything just shut down. When this coronavirus showed up, I think at first, nobody took it too seriously. It was just a few cases. China has 1.4 billion people in it. So when you look at these numbers, that's something to kind of keep in perspective.
Warnow says life has been significantly impacted for people living in Chinese cities and areas with widespread disease outbreak. People are being quarantined to their homes, only going out for basic necessities like food and water. But even in places within China and around the world where few or no cases have been found, Warnow says people are taking extreme precaution.
I had to travel recently to Paris, and, you know, I've been quite reticent to tell people where I've been flying in from. People are so afraid.
Connecticut health experts say people who think they're ill with any possible infectious disease, including the flu and coronavirus, should call ahead to their health providers. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.